It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at chapmandodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Just got an email that said, Toledo, you're going to want to hear this. So I'm very sorry for the Tegans. That's a terrible situation. But losing a kid isn't as hard as you think. I've lost two in my life and got right through it. Signed, Toledo's dad.
I mean, that's terrible.
That's a little late in coming. I actually thought that might happen in the first break.
Dave Eggleston, who is the devil, by the way. He emails me stuff, and sometimes my computer starts to smoke. Terrible. It's time for Brady to... Oh, where's Jeremy? He hadn't texted me back. Is he still...
He might still be driving.
Call right now, Jeremy. Call right now. He's at Safeway up at Happy Valley Road and 35th Avenue. He's out there for KUP deployment and doing all sorts of good things. Today we're looking for a gold bond for our troops stationed overseas, and they're going to be there through the holidays. If you can believe it, here we are at 10-1-20. I said this the other day, and this was a thing for my therapy, which I really grasped, was the I have had, just to let you know through this thing, a major problem in my life never accepting what I've accomplished. And always looking for, like, how hard things are. You know, I've never taken back and actually smelled the roses, so to speak. And it is kind of a real tragic thing when you get into your middle age.
Because they're put in your face all the time, the roses.
Right. It's your job to find them, right? Yep. So this, you know, the little meme of the guy on the mountain, he's halfway up, and instead of looking at the mountain going, there's so much left, you take a look back and go, look at all I've done. And that's a really healthy thing to do. I forgot what I was telling you this.
For Jeremy or?
Here it is in October. I'll get him. Yeah, answer it. But okay. Here we are in October of this cruddy month. And instead of sitting here, because it's something that, trust me, that my brain would do normally and I'm trying to fight it, is instead of saying, oh, how much longer is this going to go? You look back and go, hey, guys, since February, since all this nonsense started, hopefully you're doing okay. And to think about all you've accomplished, that's a lot of time that's passed with this craziness. And we've made this kind of our normal now. Now, not everybody's having a great go with it. But
feel
for the
very
most part,
fortunate.
Got my backyard done.
Take the take the silver lining out of this nightmarish 2020, and say, you know what? I've accomplished a lot. I'm capable of accomplishing more, because it is tough. I talked to a friend of mine the other day, and it's like, man, we've been through so much, and you know, we're still standing. And what they say all the time at Tactical Black: if you're breathing, you're fighting. That's it. If you've got a breath in your body, you've got fight left, and kind of that's how this feels. So I looked at October yesterday. I realized, man, it's October. I'm like, this has been a rough go, and here we are. And I know a lot of you guys are saying, yeah, not for me. Yeah, I know, but you know, there's stuff that happened that got you here. You're breathing, you're fighting. So here we are in October talking about the holidays. And
the year has flown by. The only thing that I want is, like, I wish we could just take 2020 and make it be the year that everything goes away.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the virus doesn't know the quarters and the, like, when New Year's Eve is. And but you know what? Yeah, there's a way to look at it. Go, we've actually been doing this for a long time now, and it sucks. But we don't have to look forward to say how much longer. We can say, hey, we got through this much. The rest can't scare me. And it's true. There's still some mountain to climb, but it doesn't have to scare the hell out of you. And these troops that are overseas right now dealing with all this stuff, you know, they're going to be there through the holidays. And that's why we're doing KUP deployment, which is a really great thing. And you guys can help out a bunch of people who not only have to deal with COVID, can't be around their families or anything. These military guys will tell you all day long, well, I've been isolated from things I've loved for years at a time, been doing things I don't want to do. And you talk to a military guy, it puts a lot of perspective around inconvenience and how their lives. And, you know, yeah, they signed up for it, but still, sometimes you do it because you have to, and that's where we are. So helping these guys out and these girls and guys out there, pretty great. And it's October. before you know it, it'll be the holidays, and these guys will be bathing in the things you send them. Jeremy's out this morning, Happy Valley Road and 35th Avenue, hanging out with Colton, and hopefully you guys can come by. Today, Jeremy, I think we're looking for Gold Bond.
Yes, sir. We are looking for Gold Bond. We already got some donations of that, so thank you. Unfortunately, they're out of the travel size here at the Safeway. So if you could stop by at another place on the way, that'd be great. If not, there's other stuff inside you can get.
Terrible idea, Jeremy. Let's just switch to razors.
Yeah, something that Safeway is stocked with.
Yeah. By the way, switch to razors, but keep them away from Colton's friends because we just don't need another story.
I'll get a new clothing line.
Horrible.
He needs a shirt to match the hat.
That's right. He's got another friend has to go. But yeah, switch over to razors if they're out of Gold Bond. You're at Dusty. Just don't inconvenience people any further, Jeremy. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Well said. Well said, Jeremy. Excellent retort. The rebuttal.
Say, good point.
I have no argument for your rebuttal. Anything else, Jeremy?
Thank you.
What are you giving away?
No, just coming by. I got the bandanas, stickers, CDs, DVDs, and I still got some of the Jack Daniels patches and koozies. So come on down. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock, and we're switching to razors. So go in and buy them out of razors.
That's right. Yeah, drain the Safeway of all their razors for the troops. That's how we work at KUP Deployment. Jeremy, you've got the list right in front of you and all that, so people can know if they don't want to buy razors, they can buy something else. It doesn't have to be razors. You can do whatever you want, but that's the one we're focusing on.
If there's razors in Safeway, it has to be razors.
Okay. Until they're out of them. And all right. Jeremy, I like it.
Don't switch things up, goddamn it.
Put your foot in the cement, man. I admire that. Well done. All right. Thanks, Jeremy. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Thank you,
Jeremy's
sir.
Out there.
Jack Daniels patches. I haven't seen those.
Yeah. You know.
Put them on my jean jacket.
For your gang vest.
In my collection.
Your jean jacket.
What? A patch? You have a patch collection now? Oh, no.
He and Kirby like to pretend they're hard ass. They have matching denim coats. Walking around like Jay Leno in a biker gang.
Leather vests.
So I really like your shirt there, Brady. It's pretty nice to get those patches.
Yeah, Jay, I'm in a biker gang with my 12-year-old daughter. The Bitch Barn Boys.
Got a little hot alcohol on there. That's pretty.
You were the Bitch Barners. Look out.
Anyway. Yeah, I love your jean jacket idea, Brady. I would love to get in on that, but I'm a grown-up. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and
Might
Coors
be on
Light.
The printer, there it actually. Is.
Well, I already know what they're talking about. It's football night at Hooters. Right. You're going to need a lot of Coors Light to get through this one. That's what I'm saying. The Broncos and the Jets tonight. The TVs will be on, and I would highly recommend you ask the person in charge of those TVs to turn it. To anything else. Reruns of The Masked Singer. But tonight, football, if you want to watch your Jets and Broncos.
You got
Broncos,
Netflix in here?
Look, there's a lot of Bronco fans and true loyal Bronco fans. You know what? Good times and the bad. You're having a rough go. But you got Brett Rippon going up against Sam Darnold in a matchup no one ever asked for. But it's happening tonight on national TV. And you can go there, get some Hooters wings and some Coors Light. Because something good will happen if you get the wings and the Coors Light. And you make a good time out of a miserable national game tonight. Just awful. But why not make the most of it? You know, make it a fun night. Turn a tragedy into a gem. And head to Hooters. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy Hi. National Homemade Cookies Day.
Mm.
And happy National Hair Day.
Don't combine them. And then you've got an Almond Joy.
Man. Some people like hair cookies.
People who like Almond Joy. Because Almond Joy has hair in it.
Mounds don't.
That's right. Because.
Couple of baseless fun facts.
I would rather Brett teabag me than eat an Almond Joy. I swear to you, anything with coconut,
really?
I would take a man's ball sack into my mouth before I would ever eat coconut.
All right, Brett. Well, I think the challenge has been laid.
Well, where's the coconut? Because there has to be an alternative. I might
There's
change
an Almond Joy in that.
Change my mind last minute. Because sometimes you feel like some
That's
nuts.
Pretty bold.
Sometimes you don't.
Because I know there are two Almond Joys in the trick-or-treat box downstairs.
Brett, you up for it?
It's plutonium to me. Talking about coconut makes my skin crawl.
What happened?
Well, I've got two things. First one was my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. I thought there was delicious cake. I was 8 years old. And I thought there was delicious cake. It was a huge tiered super cake. And it's actually the same day that I realized how much I hate coconut. I'd had it before and I didn't like it. So I take a slice of this glorious white cake. And I mean, it's as an 8-year-old, this is the best looking cake you could ever imagine. I have a punch. I'm in heaven. Fruit punch, giant slice of sugar
white
cake.
Cake combo.
Standing there like, this is as good as life can get. Grandma and grandpa are in their 50th year together. I'm eight. I don't even know what that means. I'll take a bite of that big cake and realize not only is the frosting all full of coconut.
It's got leather shavings in it.
Oh, and I'm just like,
chewy.
Oh, that little crunchy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and it was coconut. So I'm like, whoop, and I spit it in my fruit punch. Because I didn't want to make a pig of myself. And if I was 8 years old, I still had some decorum. I was
what?
Like, so I spit into my fruit punch, and I hit my fruit punch. I'm like, oh, my mouth is still full of coconut. I'm like, oh, oh, because I'm eight. My brain doesn't work well. I'm like, oh, got to wash this coconut out of my mouth. Take a big swig of that fruit punch I just spit coconut
back?
Into.
Oh.
Put it right back in my mouth, and now it's mixed with fruit punch. Went outside and threw up all over the place. Everywhere. And then I'm like, I don't know what just did that. My mom's like, coconut's amazing. Gives me another bite, and she goes, it's just coconut. Took another bite. And I'm like, I'll never put that hair in my mouth again. And anytime things have coconut in them, I run. Coconut is the devil. So, very gladly, an unshaven Italian ball sack will fit in my mouth so much easier than coconut. I will not eat coconut.
You know how much hair you have to get through before you get to the sack?
It would taste better than coconut. Man. I'd edge Brett before I'd eat an almond joint.
I mean, I
now you're in
like,
luck because I manscaped,
like
so
oh, okay.
We're good.
Well, good.
Right. We're good. Yeah.
Then put that sharp-edged sack right in there and throw that almond joy away. Old women love almond joy. The girls downstairs have a bucket of candy, and sometimes almond joys get in there, and I just started to throw them out, and Lane's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, we don't want the people who like this working with us.
What are you talking about? Mary Tangerman loves that.
And I'm like, she's not going to be here much longer. Shortly after Mary retired or whatever she did, because that's what people who like almond joy do.
Just deliver them to KSLX. It'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give them to the old people. Oh, it's so gross. Coconut is the worst. I would die on Gilligan's Island the first week. I'd have eaten a professor and that big fat skipper because they'd be like, we've got more coconut. I'm like, no, we don't. We've got big piles of meat right there in that skipper outfit. We've got a month's worth of food in him. I wouldn't have made it. Ugh, can't. Ugh,
I bummed out on Halloween, definitely on the mountains and almond joys, which wasn't, you know, as a kid. But
coconut.
And most of the time, I wouldn't get a coconut cream pie. I didn't like that.
Gross.
But I got over it a German chocolate cake.
Oh, the worst. They ruined chocolate cake with that nasty-ass hair.
A nice slice at the Menacor restaurant in Columbus, Ohio. Wash it down with a Shirley Temple. Forget about it.
Wow.
Exactly. Forget about it. Yeah, forget about that.
You were gay when you were a kid? I didn't know that.
Wash it down.
Is that same guy that served you those ice cream cones?
I have a Shirley Temple and a German chocolate cake.
Coming right up, fag.
Here you go.
I know you. You're the ice cream man.
Here you go, chief.
What was your ice cream choice? We used to order the gay ice cream thing. I made fun of you for that before, too. Same guy.
The bomb pop?
No, it's strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
The kid's in front of me. I have a banana and chocolate.
I have a bomb pop. I'll have strawberry shortcake.
You got it, Fag.
Yeah. Here you go. The ice cream man has a nickname for me.
It's sweet.
It's sweet. Hey, what's going on? It's your old friend, Fajul.
And put some coconut on it.
Throw some coconut on there.
You got it, butt pirate. It was the 60s. It was a different time. Yeah, that coconut, though. I'm not kidding around with that. I'd lick Brett. Like if Brett said, hey, I'm wearing a pair of short shorts. Here's an almond joy. Or you can lick my legs up and down. You'd be tongue bathing those critters like no tomorrow. I would not eat coconut.
I'd take the tea bag first, I think.
Thinking about it right now.
You're right, Toledo. At least you're enjoying the fine Italian leather.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Call it whatever you want.
The only thing I'd say is, Brett, go wash your grundle real quick. I'm doing this. I cannot eat coconut. I can't do it. It's like somebody saying, drink motor oil. I'm like, that's not a thing. No. It's a dare. I would go on Fear Factor and eat the bugs and stuff. And if they ever said, okay, now it's just a pound of coconut, I'd be like, I'm out. I lose. I can eat scorpions and dip my head in snakes and whatever. I mean, it would be hard. But if they said, here's coconut, just take a handful and eat it, I'm like, I can't do it. It's so ugh.
Once you've locked
so
into
terrible.
It, it's done. You'll never go back.
I'm so averse to coconut. I would eat a handful of hair. I feel it's the same thing. To me, it's the exact same flavor and texture as when you get a hair in your mouth. And now you've just volunteered to have tons of hairs in your mouth. That's what coconut is to me. I hate it. Ugh.
I know it won't surprise you, but
you like it.
No, there's not a food that...
you don't have a food that does
that
to you?
Yeah, that I had that kind of experience. Yeah. That I just didn't like it. I won't, you know.
Beets is another one, although I think I could force it down rather than suck Brett's ball skin.
Yeah.
I think I mean,
there's not a... I don't have a food to that level.
I'm not as
yet.
Strong. Coconut is. Beets, my dad made me eat beets because I put them on my plate because they were pretty. And that was back in the day when Dan was strict about, like, you put it on your plate, you eat it. And I looked at him and I took a bite and it's just like eating dirt. And he said, we'll sit at this table until those are gone. Because you don't take food out of a bowl and put it on your plate unless you're going to eat it. And I'm staring at him. I'm like, stalemate, old man. We're going to be here for a while. And we sat there for an hour. And then finally, he was like, I can't do it. So I took a couple bites and then just puked purple all over the table. This is your call, old fella. You did this to me. Oh, damn it, he's throwing up all over. I'm like, it's beets. I told you I didn't like it. Just I picked them off the bowl because I thought they were a pretty color. I didn't know what it was. And I can't eat beets, too. Like people today. Figs, beets, coconut. Coconut's high on the list, strawberries.
Fig Newton?
No. Oh.
Prepackaged.
I'd suck Brett's toes before I would do a Fig Newton. I'm not going to go much higher. Like if you started getting into the ankle calf area, yeah. I might pop the Newton.
Below the ankle.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to avoid getting any higher than the feet. But I would suck his toes rather than be forced to eat a Fig Newton.
Really?
If I'm ever held hostage and like, suck the Italian's toes or eat this Fig Newton, I'd be like, one or the other, and then the game's over.
Do I get to pick my Italian?
Give me the toes. I don't care which Italian is. Sucking on a toe. Now if he says, work your way up to his knee with a tongue bath. I'm like, give me the Fig Newton. All right, now the coconut challenge. Brett's inner thighs need a bath or a big old wad of coconut. I'm like, spread those legs, sister.
It's time.
I'm going in.
Holmberg's bathhouse.
Coconut is the devil. It is of hell.
The world's shortest commercial flight is between two islands in northern Scotland. The flight is 1.7 miles, and the official time is 2 minutes, but it takes closer to 47 seconds. Thank you for hearing that fun fact. We're about to land.
Yeah, weird. Why fly? Can't even ferry out there? Is the water just too rough?
I guess they give you a flight option.
Why? Because if the water's rough, that means the air ain't nice. You're not getting up there.
Yeah, maybe
high.
It's a tough part of the...
Sounds like it'd take longer to get there, a TSA and everything
exactly.
else.
You got to leave 2 hours early.
Yeah.
You get through those airports up there a lot quicker.
Oh, do you?
Just do a zip line.
It's not bad.
You could.
Yeah. It's a mile and a half. It would be fun.
Beverly Hills was named after Beverly Farms, Massachusetts. That was named after Beverly, Yorkshire, England. And that town was named in 700 AD because of a colony of beavers. So basically, Beverly Hills is named after a medieval English beaver or beavers.
The evil English beaver. It's got bad teeth.
Pablo Escobar was on the first Forbes billionaires list in 1987, thanks to the $3 billion he'd made from his cocaine empire. He also made the list for the next 7 years, right up until he was killed in 1993.
We were talking about that.
That was the money they accounted for.
Yeah, they don't know. They have secret money. We were talking about that at React Defense yesterday. It's like, why in the world would you get into cartel ownership when you know how it ends? Like, nobody's ever retired.
We started here after the show.
Oh, was that us talking about it here?
Yeah.
Because it was, yeah, carried over there.
Yeah, because I said that. I'm like, why would you want to, I mean, because.
Maybe it was here. Yeah, why would you, and in a way. It's
knowing
just,
that you're going to have that 5 to 10 year run, maybe.
And then what? And you live that hard that you're like, it's worth it? Or, I mean, it's the Walter White thing. This doesn't end well.
There's no retiring.
No, you're not just stepping away.
You're not stepping away on your terms.
What motivates you to have it outside of just the empire? You know you're going to die. You can't enjoy it. But you're going to die anyway.
Pretty crazy. Papa Murphy's Pizza is holding a contest where they're trying to find the person with the oldest frozen pizza in the country. I'm out.
They don't last long at your place.
No, not in the freezer.
Send you even a have picture. A freezer? I don't even think you have time to freeze anything. It's home. It's going in.
Send a picture of the expiration date on your oldest pizza. And if it really is one of the three oldest entries, you could win a 1 year supply of pizza and a new freezer.
Well, clearly you don't like pizza that much. Why would you want a year's supply
unless
of pizza?
Unless there was one, like, you know, you forgot about.
Then you don't like pizza that much.
No, John's right. No. You don't pay attention to pizza.
If you've got a 10-year-old pizza in your freezer, the last thing you want is a year's supply of it.
If you keep going to that freezer and going, no, not today.
The winner, the pizza was 1 month old.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way.
No, not today.
Pizza doesn't last long. Frozen pizza, which, by the way, the advancements in frozen pizza right now.
It's self-rising crust is pretty awesome.
$3.65 at Whole Foods. They've got a frozen pizza that'll knock your socks off. It's great. And I know that's, I'm sorry, Brett, that's tough to hear for you, but they've
freezer
really,
pizza.
They've done an
they
amazing
don't go
thing.
You already betrayed your people yesterday don't go by together. Eating garlic bread. Shut up.
I do. That, yeah, but that's straight up off the boat Italian
what
stuff.
I like to do is get some garlic bread, a frozen pizza, and talk about banning guns.
Son of a bitch.
And then take a bowl of udon noodles and put a nice marinara on it.
Man. I go over to Payway and I'm just like, sauceless noodles, please. I'll make my own. Pour some ragu on it. Oh.
This studio should be renamed the Prick Barn because that's about what it is.
You guys are in the Prick Barn. Don't you hate guns? Pass me some of them Japanese ragu noodles.
What an ass.
If you're into hot sauce, Mountain Dew is putting out a Mountain Dew flavored hot sauce.
Nobody's in a hot sauce Mountain Dew. You have to put a comma in there somewhere.
They let the fans vote on what kind of pepper they would like them to use in the hot sauce.
In their Mountain Dew?
Yeah, habanero, jalapeno.
None, please.
Fatale peppers is leading right now.
Fatals. Nobody's meaning this, right? We're not really putting peppers in soda.
No, they're making a hot sauce. Mm. Mountain Dew's making a hot sauce.
Oh, I thought you were just putting like a hot pepper in a Mountain Dew.
Just some moron kids on TikTok will start doing that.
Yeah. Oh, I highly recommend it. Eat them death peppers, kids. Let's try to have 7 or 8 of them. If you're motivated to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you off my planet.
This is interesting. There's a court in Ireland that just ruled the bread that Subway serves doesn't legally count as bread because it's filled with too much sugar. Ireland taxes different foods in different ways, and bread is one of the staple foods that qualifies for no taxes.
Huh.
The bread at Subway has a sugar level 10% of the weight of the flour.
I didn't even know there was sugar
until
in bread.
Irish law... To qualify as bread, you need to have less than 2%. So
yeah, they
the
like
court
that
ruled
Irish soda bread.
Subway's bread is more sugary bread-like substance, so it means it's not
just in Ireland?
Exempt. In Ireland, yep.
But here, they have sugar bread, too?
As far as we can find.
Oh, yeah. What about their
same
wheat?
Same recipe.
There is no similar law in the U.S.
So it's just sugar bread. I didn't know sugar was in bread.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's lots of it, yeah.
No kidding?
Especially like Wonder Bread, like the
well, I know
white
it's
breads
starchy,
and stuff.
And I always said that starch turns into sugar like your body, so I didn't realize
sugar
that.
Else.
Oh, okay.
According to Subway website, the white bread on a 6-inch sub has 5 grams of sugar. That's about the same as one Oreo.
No kidding. And wheat bread, no sugar?
No, they all have sugar.
Probably
no
have
kidding?
A
yep.
Yeah.
Look at the labels, man.
I don't look at bread labels.
I've got some wild world.
Okay.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. The first one happened in San Francisco. This father and son were hiking around the Golden Gate Park, and they were cornered by 14 raccoons.
Oh, my.
According to the dad, it was like the apocalypse, he said. Then a coyote came in the background.
Fixed it?
No.
Made it worse.
Yeah, the coyote's not going to mess around with 14 raccoons. They're surrounded.
They did a circle?
I guess so. Well, they want some food.
Never been confronted with a raccoon that's not happy?
I've been surrounded by about 200 raccoons.
All right, you're lying.
Oh, bragger.
You're making up a story.
There we
Florida,
go.
Fort
here
Lauderdale, Florida.
200.
Behind a firehouse, my buddies, I was staying
and
there
Commander
with them.
Commander McBragg is telling a story now.
Oh, please, sir, go on.
I might be underselling it.
There were more than 200 raccoons.
They came out of the mangroves. My buddy says, "You want to go feed some raccoons?" I'm like, yeah.
How old were you? 30.
College.
Oh, okay. You're older. All right. Go ahead.
So it was a spring break deal, and he goes, "I'll take you to this firehouse about 9-10 o'clock at night. We'll get a loaf of bread,
sugar.
And you just start opening the bread, and you walk to the parking lot of this firehouse, and out of the mangroves."
You start feeding them, they show up.
Oh, my gosh.
Still not buying
200. Completely surrounded.
Yeah, so time out. You were not surrounded. You invited 200 raccoons to bother you.
Well, I didn't think that many would come out.
Well, sure. But that's like having a party.
So many people
feed
them.
In the...
Yeah, because me, being surrounded by raccoons, is I was walking along minding my own business, and suddenly there's a circle of raccoons. You said, let's go get a bunch of raccoons near us, and it got out of hand.
Yeah, it got out of hand.
Yeah.
And then you realize the one that you're feeding, looking at, he's got one eye because they start scrapping, fighting over the food.
It's similar to when you say, Mr. and Mrs. Gutierrez, would you like to come over for a party? And they bring like 19 of their family members in one car. You invited that.
It's like trick-or-treating in your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Trick-or-treating in my neighborhood. Sure, I'll give you guys some. Here you go. K-Tal. And then you say something to them, and then they leave, and then like 300 more show up. Because once the word's out that there's food there.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about raccoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're great at accepting the food because they
of course
put their hands out.
I don't know about 200, though.
That's a lot of raccoons.
That is a lot of raccoons. Yes.
There must be 200 of them here. At least.
How long are you?
You're really selling this.
10, 20,
how much did the firehouse guys hate you?
They had to shut it down after a while. Not while we were there. It just got so out of hand.
Right, because of you guys.
Not me.
No, you.
The Floridians.
No, you brought the bread and then stood in the firehouse and then made the firehouse a raccoon heaven.
You should have seen when they got an emergency call.
The doors went
up. Oh,
skidding
out. And we just started selling the meat.
Yeah.
Made some money that
night. That's good. Well, then, so it's no big deal to be surrounded by like 13 of them. I had one jump in front of me once, and I ran into a tree and fell on a rock and got hemorrhoids. That's true
no
story.
Cat. Yeah.
I screamed out, "That's no cat." I thought it was a cat. No, that's no cat. And I ran, and my head hit a branch, and I fell down, and a pointy rock hit me in the butthole, and the next morning, I woke up with a grapevine. I had blood in my leg. I couldn't figure it out. I was drunk, and I woke up with bloody legs. I'm like, what's going on? What did I? Oh, my ass is on. What did I do? And this bubble.
That's never the comment you want to make.
No, you don't
want to
wake up. Trust me, you don't want to wake up after a night of drunk with blood on your thighs wondering what happened to your ass. Oh, my ass. There's blood on my thighs. What happened?
You woke a hemi.
Yeah, and I said, oh, I've got like, it looked like a kid trying to hubba bubba out my butt. What is that? Oh, what happened to me last night?
It's
stupid raccoons. It was.
We had a tragedy strike at the Lyon County Safari in the Loxahatchee Zoo in West Palm Beach, Florida. Lightning struck, and it killed two giraffes.
Oh, my goodness.
One in a billion shot.
It is?
Yeah.
What are the odds of a person getting hit then? Because giraffes are much taller.
But there's not as many giraffes as there are people, so
no, that's
the odds
true.
Will
Good point.
Increase.
There.
So it can't be one in a billion then?
Sure can.
Right.
There's not a billion giraffes.
I don't know how that works. He might be right. He may be way off base. We need a statistician.
Yeah.
You can still have a one in a billion chance.
Yeah, you can.
There's a one in a trillion chance stuff happens to humans. There's not a trillion of us.
Yeah.
And then I disagree with that, too.
All right. Well, you don't know anything, so I'm going to go ahead and run with my way. I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know.
That's why he plays the lottery.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the lottery has a...
But there's more lottery tickets.
That's true. There are tickets. He's got us there. But I wish there was a one in a trillion chance that his head would explode right now. I don't know how statistics work. And
I don't either, but I'm sticking by it.
Yeah,
I'm standing by it.
I can't argue with you, so you must be onto something. These are those moments prior to the internet where idiots just looked at each other at a dinner table and went, you heard the new Tom Petty song? We just stopped caring. I can't look it up, so we have to move on. I don't even know how to look that up.
In England, at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Center, they have a colony of 200 African gray parrots.
That's what I had.
That's what you had, Toledo. And what did your African gray do?
Oh, my God. Well, it was taught certain phrases. Brett, you'd have loved her.
Taught the N-word. Yeah. It's not funny, Brett.
It is. That's hilarious.
Well, at the Lincolnshire.
Well, not to some people.
Well, yeah.
Some people hated that parrot.
At the Lincolnshire Wildlife Center, they had 5 foul-mouthed parrots.
Oh, they're all doing it.
Oh, for real?
And they would feed off of each other.
Oh,
and it got
no.
to the point where, you know, the crowd gathered.
Do we have audio of this?
But they had to separate the parrots.
Do we have audio?
We got to get audio of this. Is it on there?
It's got to be
not
somewhere.
That I know, but there's
somebody's got
somewhere.
That footage. Brett's on it. Foul-mouthed parrots. One in a trillion chance one kills you.
Even the zoo said, it's very funny, but we can't have that around the family.
Well, Toledo had those that group of rogue teenagers that was living at his house that taught the parrot terrible things. Yeah, you had like, and they were, it was like diversity too. You had different colored
kids.
But
isn't that okay? I mean, some of the words, because it is an African gray parrot.
No, he can't say it.
Oh.
He can't. I understand your logic.
Yeah.
But no.
No, I think you're
still
right.
Not cool. He can listen to Drake and sing the lyrics, but
I think I did cover any the POC spectrum.
You can't just throw it out there.
So especially, your house was like Boys in the Hood or something?
Asian, yeah. Asian, Hispanic, black kids in my house. At the
they
time.
Just showed up, and he let them live there for a while. He's like dating a girl.
Two of them
like,
two of them were the kids of a chick I was dating.
But she left, and they stayed.
Right.
It was crazy.
She didn't want to.
They stayed?
Yeah. And I said it was okay.
Yeah, it was weird. And he didn't tell us.
What did he say? I think he says you look like a cookie.
you said something to me. I remember that. And you said something about not being with that girl anymore. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That's rough. I hope you're all right. And then the next day you mentioned like her kids were in here. I'm like, they're still there. Oh, they still live there. And I'm like, where did she go? She left. I'm like, what? How did that bag stay behind?
He wants to see how it's going with the other guy.
And their friends.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if it was smart on her part or devious.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's both.
But who were the parents of the other kids that were there?
Oh, they were just their high school friends.
Oh, because they were teaching your parents.
Yeah. Stuff. But they were constantly in my house when I'd get home.
It's nuts.
What's going on?
Didn't one of them steal a PlayStation?
Well, they let my cat out, I had to go find the cat. They had beer caps in the backyard.
They were drinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I don't think they stole. No, they stole my iPod. You're right.
Yeah, they stole
right.
Something.
Yeah, took my iPod.
Man, your life.
That's your wild, wild world.
Unreal. Oh, sorry.
Billy McWilliams runs the Erotique Adult Store in Bozeman, Montana.
Hometown.
Nice.
This could wasn't there.
Be your brother. This
he's
might be
doing
your brother.
For could
be.
This coming upcoming election. It's to unify the parties.
I love my dad.
2,200 voters.
Everyone in Bozeman has a great dad, except one.
Bad idea.
His slogan is "Make America Orgasm Again." But for 2,200 voters, if you go in and vote, you'll get a red, white, and blue adult vibrator.
Oh, patriotic vibrator.
Yeah.
Is that the curse and parrot?
We think so.
Well, I'm not turning that on.
Toledo's going to preview it first.
Terrible. So, of course, well, I already know it's not going to be good for the radio, but it is going to be great for Facebook, so we'll put it up there.
I've got a quick pee-pee poo-poo news.
All right. Toledo, are you on there?
No, I'm previewing.
All right.
Oh, he's previewing. Okay.
Well, you're not previewing. Move on. What? Get back to pee-pee poo-poo news.
That's his last thing.
Is that it?
And there's an Airbnb available in October. In Hell, Michigan.
This story started in the middle.
And you can rent it.
That's what
during
you do.
The certain dates. I have the dates if you really want them. Starts October 14th. But you can oversee the. You can be the ruler of hell for a day.
No.
It's the mayor's chapel.
Michigan is hell.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it Hell, Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why. Because they have Hell, Michigan. I agree. Michigan is hell.
Yeah.
It's Midwest. All of it's bad.
Yeah.
And there's some beautiful lakes. Yeah, put rocks in my pockets and put me in one of those. I don't want to be there.
$31 a night.
To be the mayor of hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's $30 too high.
And you just sleep in this 7x10 chapel?
Chapel, yeah.
No.
You can't
I'll get a hotel
rent
room.
It for more than 6 nights.
All right. I'll go to Ann Arbor and get a nice room. Why don't I do that? And do I get to make decisions? Do I actually get to do mayoral things and stamp some stuff? Because I would eliminate streetlights.
Why?
Not in Michigan.
It's hell.
Not in Michigan.
Absolutely. Let them all bash into each other. This new mayor is an asshole.
What are you going to do?
You live in hell. There can't be rules.
We'll end it with the pee-pee poo-poo news.
Will we?
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bubba, and this is your pee-pee poo-poo news. Woo-hoo! Congratulations to Ruben Lopez. He's a cyclist. He was raising money for Yemen relief, and he rode 69 miles per day. Traveled from Poopoo Point, Washington to Peepee Creek, Ohio.
This isn't real. He's just making things
wrote
up.
Wrote this story for you.
You know who else was
took
a cyclist?
36 days.
Toledo's brother.
Let's play cats in the cradle for this story.
That was a 2,500 mile journey.
Poo poo to pee pee.
Yep.
Classy.
Hey.
He's been listening to you, Brady.
Yeah.
Not sure how much money you raised.
None.
Not
who
enough.
Cares?
Not enough.
You want to give to my poo poo to pee pee run?
He raised a crap load of money.
Hey.
Good night, everybody.
No, no, Brady, it's goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, so long.
You're done here. All right, close it up.
That's your pee-pee poo-poo news.
Classy, classy moment. Excellent work. We'll chat with Jeremy again in just a little bit. Happy Valley Road and 35th Avenue, that's where he is this morning, giving you all sorts of stuff and collecting for KUP deployment. That's right, all the stuff that we're getting will be shipped out to Arizona troops deployed overseas. We're going to box them up on November 11th and get them out the door as fast as we can get them out there because we're getting a lot of help, too. Our friends at Lerner and Rowe are really great about this because they're helping us with the shipping, which is the most incredibly expensive part. Modelo Especial as well, helping us with all that because that's what we really struggled with. We didn't realize how much this was going to cost when we first did it. And then we got word. It's like, holy Moses. These guys stepped up and said, covered. So that's fantastic. You guys, now it's up to us and you guys to fill these boxes up. Today out there with Jeremy at Safeway, 35th Avenue and Happy Valley Road. We're looking for razors because we're already out of Gold Bond. So we'll work on Gold Bond later. If you can't do it, you can't make it out to the van, you can always go to our website, 98kupd.com, and then check out our Amazon wish list and the deployment thing, and you can buy right there. It comes to us. We box it up. We run it. It's one stop. So we thank you in advance. Already doing fantastic with this, and we've got a month to go. So let's keep it up. We'll talk to Jeremy in just a little bit, see what's going on out there. There goes your Brady Report.
98. What? 98. No way.
You need a ride. But you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.